My most memorable English language learning experience is during my exchange time, because when I'm going to exchange, I met a lot of foreign students, like from America, from Hungary or other places, English speaking countries. So when I'm getting along with them, or some of them are my classmate in the class, so I need to use English to communicate with them. And especially when I'm going on exchange, some class are for international students, and we have to use English to communicate during the class, and the readings are also in English. So maybe this can also answer my second question, that my English reading experience are a lot about academic reading, maybe for projects or papers. So yeah, it's memorable because I need to deal with a lot of academic English terms. Sometimes I need to look up for dictionary for Chinese meaning sometimes. Yeah, so I think the process is interesting, yeah.
I see, and from the forum you filled in, you study cultural studies, and I want to know, like, which culture you enjoy the most studying. Do you mind, like, telling me a bit about it?
Actually, cultural studies is not about the country from different, culture from different countries. Maybe it's a lot about, like, popular culture or television or film culture, yeah. If answering your question, maybe the most inspiring culture for me maybe is the film languages. Sometimes it's about foreign films. A lot about it's the context about the foreign country. So sometimes you have to look further for about why the context of the film, the director's meaning, the dialogue, something like that. Yeah.
What is the process like? Is it a lot of analysis? Do you have to do a lot of research? Yeah, I want to know more about it.
Yeah, because sometimes, like, when we talk about the film, maybe you have to know the historical background of the film. So maybe you have to look up for the historical process, like the wars or the, I don't know, like social issue, the film that they want to talk about. So yeah, something like that.
I see. So so this major seems to be a major that requires a lot of reading and research. So do you think as the year progresses, do you think your efficiency in reading has improved?
Yeah, it has to, like, when we are having a lot of classes in one semester, we have to deal with a lot of readings during short period of time. So maybe we have to skim and scan the whole reading and grab the main idea, and we use it as the reference for our paper. So it takes skills. yeah.
I see. So do you mind sharing a secret tip in order how the quickest way to scan or skim your reading? Just like a little tip, you know, for me, for people.
Yeah. I think one of my friends taught me to, like, we have to look at the prefix of the paper. Mm-hmm. So you grab the main argument that the author wants to share during the paper, and also the content page, like look through different parts of this paper, which part is the most important for you, so maybe you can skip to that part of argument. Maybe you can scan through the paper first, like the first paragraph of each. Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.